sections of the Kalamazoo River are closed to finish oil cleanup. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith, in for Rebecca Williams. It's been nearly 4 years since the Enbridge Energy oil spill. Enbridge has already recovered more than 1 million gallons of heavy tar sands oil from the Kalamazoo River. But federal regulators have ordered the company to clean up another 180,000 gallons that's mixed in with sediment on the river bottom. Now that spring is here, work is underway again. Jennifer Smith is with Enbridge. She says dredge work is nearly finished on a section of river near Battle Creek. Workers will remove Suresco Dam closer to Marshall this summer. But most of the dredge work that's left is in Murrow Lake. It's a section of the river that slows down and widens into a lake just east of Kalamazoo.
Right now in that area, you will see some activities of setting up the dredge pad. And then also, we have started our baseline air monitoring.
So far, air quality hasn't been a problem in the other two locations Enbridge has dredged. People who live around Morrow Lake and those who like boating in the area will notice parts of the river are already closed.
They're closed just for as a precaution. There are no public health concerns, but there will be the presence of large machinery and equipment that people will see out there.
Smith says the actual dredge work will begin in Murrow Lake in a couple of weeks. It'll take until mid to late summer to finish. Once all that work is done, it's expected that federal regulators at the Environmental Protection Agency will be satisfied with the cleanup. When that happens, the responsibility for the rest of the restoration will be handed over to the state of Michigan. You probably heard about the big, bad, invasive silver carp or bighead carp, also known as Asian carp. But there's another invasive fish that's roughly a third of the size that's already done a lot of damage to Great Lakes fisheries. Alewives have been a particular menace in Lakes Michigan and Huron. The invasive fish caused all kinds of problems for the native lake trout. Alewives scarf down lake trout eggs and very young fish. But even once the lake trout grow big enough to turn the tables and eat the alewives, the invasive fish still cause problems. Researchers are making progress towards understanding why some Great Lakes trout die after eating alewives. A study released this month by the U.S. Geological Survey says lake trout appear to be experiencing changes in their immune system, kind of like humans with inflammatory diseases. And scientists think alewives could be to blame. Alewives contain an enzyme that destroys thiamine. It's an essential vitamin for the trout. Lead researcher Chris Ottinger says the immune system changes could make the trout more susceptible to other diseases.
And so one question we might ask is, all right, let's see specifically how the thiamine deficiency is impacting lake trout susceptibility and disease development to bacterial kidney disease, which is a major disease in the Great Lakes.
Hatchery operators in Michigan trying to restore lake trout populations bathe young trout in thiamine solutions before releasing them into the wild. But many still don't survive after they begin eating alewives. Ottinger says it's not clear if those young fish bathed in thiamine have the same immune systems as healthy lake trout that weren't raised in a hatchery. The good news is the alewives seem to be dying off, especially in Lake Huron, and that's allowing lake trout there to make a pretty impressive comeback. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith.